Thank you everybody for coming to this week's edition of Ishmar. We're zoicha to hear from Rabbi Shraga Yitzchak Thev, aside from being a Rebbe of several of my children, also is my chavrusa in the krillel when I first got here. And all I know, I learned from Rabbi Thev. And I've heard drashas on Torah from Rabbi Thev. They're always full of teichim, good emes, choshev, vaitlach, and pshatim, and londis, and oimek. And it's a big simcha to have him. Yeshkei Rabbi Thev.
So my goal for tonight, for the 20 minutes that we have to pack in, is to give an outline of the ebb and flow of the Yud Vei Shvatim, when they were b'machloikes and when they were b'achdus, and a little bit touch upon the Indian of Malchus Yehuda, k'neged the Malchus Yosef. So it starts off that when Yaakov was running away from Esau, and he stayed over on Har Moriah, so it says, Vayikach me avnei amakim, he took from the stones of the place. Chazal tells us it was 12 stones. They all became Evanachas, then they all said, Alay, and Yaakov said, by the time he put his head on me, and they all became one big Evan. Moving along to this week's parasha, we'll get back to that soon. Moving along to this week's parasha, so there's a Mardika Pella, how whatever happened. But it starts off that Ela told us Yaakov Yosef, and Yosef was in a way, he was Me'ein Yaakov, he was Bimkaim Yaakov, he had all the Netias of Yaakov, he had all the Milas of Yaakov, and because of that, he was put on a pedestal by Yaakov, because Yaakov's plan was that Yosef deserves to be the Melech over the rest of the brothers, at least temporarily. Because of that, he gained the Ksainas Basim, says that Yosef was Ben Zikunim, he was Kaina Chachma from Yaakov, he was one, he was really, according to Maral, he was really Mishichma Yulamayla over the other brothers. We don't always think of that, but he was way above them in Maila Elikis, it calls him. In Ruchnius, he was way above the rest of the brothers. But the brothers misunderstood, especially when they heard the Chaloimais, that he seems to be gloating over them. And when Yaakov sent him to Shechem, they had a dintaira. They decided they're going to impeach Yosef. He doesn't deserve to be the Melech, and he's Chayim Misa. Let's go and kill him. So, the whole thing over there, that they had an entire, Reuven said, no, he's innocent, let's save him. The rest of the brothers were chaylik, and they wanted to kill him. Reuven said, let's throw him to the bar. Yehuda had charat, and he said, we're not going to kill him, we'll sell him instead. Now, why did they hold his chayim misa? For one of two or three reasons. Reason number one, that they felt that the same way Avram had a Yitzchak and Yishmael, so Yishmael was sent away, and only Yitzchak is part of the family. Yitzchak had a Yaakov and Esav, and Esav was sent away, and only Yaakov stayed part of it. And the fact that Yosef is going and reporting on them to Yaakov, they felt he was a Raidik. He's really trying to get them thrown away from Klal Yisrael. The whole Klal Yisrael will be established through him. That's what they thought. They mistakenly thought he was a Raidik. Another answer is because they knew Beruach HaKodesh that Yehuda is supposed to be the Melech. And therefore, they felt that Yosef, with his fantasies of Melucha, was a Moirid B'Malchus, and Moirid B'Malchus is Chayim Misa. Moving along to Parashas Mikes is that when they finally came down, Yaakov sent them to buy food because of the hunger. It says, Yosef saw his brothers, Vayisnakir Aleim, he acted like a stranger to them, Vaydaber Itam Koshlois, he spoke with them harshly, and he accused them of being Meraglim. It also says over there, Vayakir Yosef es Echav, Vehem lo hikiru. He recognized them, they didn't recognize him. eventually, after all the back and forth, and they were in prison for 3 days, they finally came to the realization, Hashemim anachnu alechinu, we were taka guilty about our brother, because we didn't have mercy when he pleaded to us. They still felt he was maybe Chaim Bisa, he was Chaim and Einus, but you don't do that to a brother. You don't do that to a brother. You don't kill your brother. You should have Rachmanis in him. And that's what they felt. Reuven answered back to them, that wasn't your mistake. I told you in the first place, don't sin against him. He didn't do anything wrong. But either way, what happened right then was a certain shift in attitude that they realized that they had made a mistake with Yosef. Eventually, when Yosef makes the test with the Gevi'ah HaKesef that is snuck into Binyamin's sack, many of us say he wanted to test the brothers where they're holding in their ava or sinna towards B'nai Rachel. Because in a subtle way, it was always B'nai Rachel on one side, that's Yosef and Yamin, and B'nai Leah on the other side. And therefore, even though they didn't have Rachmanis on him, but maybe now that it's 22 years later, they'll be Meister Nevesh or Binyamin, they'll have Rachmanis for him, on him, and they passed the test with flying colors. That's when there was a great encounter between Yosef and Yehuda, but you guys should love Yehuda, and it was a terrifying scene over there, according to the Midrash. But either way, it was a very powerful scene. In some ways, Yehuda was being Matthias Yosef. In some ways, he was threatening Yosef. And finally, Yosef says, he says again, I need Yosef Achichem, and he hugs them and he kisses them, and Yaakov comes down. This is all an overview. Yaakov comes down, and when they meet each other, he says Kriyat Shema, and B'Sof Yomav, he told them to gather together for Birchas Yaakov. He wanted to be Megala the Kates, and Nistakim Imenu Shechina, the Shechina left him and he couldn't tell them. And then they said, Shema Yisrael, it's not because of us, we believe Hashem Echad. And he gave them Birchas Yaakov. Now, the only problem is that we enjoy having a warm and fuzzy feeling that at the end they all lived happily ever after and they were ba'achdos, total achdos. But you see, it wasn't like that. You see, at the end, that after Mises Yaakov, they were terrified that Yosef would take Nekama. He had to reassure them in his own way. Very interesting how he did that. But now let's get back to the beginning. A few shots we have over here. Number one, what is the significance of the 12 stones becoming into one? What's the significance? You don't find that by Avram. You don't have it by Yitzhak. You don't find it anywhere else. I'm sure that Avram and Yitzhak also came into contact with Doimim, Tzemeach, Baal Chai, whatever. We don't find that they all wanted to be connected. What was the big idea here with the 12 stones? Another issue is why Reuven wanted to save him, and Yehuda first didn't, and then he was chayzer. Now, Chazal say, and the third issue I want to address right now is that the pasuk says when they brought him the ksainus pasim that was ripped and was bloodstained, so Yaakov was vayimaynlis nachim, he refused to be comforted. Now, there are many tzaddikim of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 of his sons. You don't find Vayimayin Lisnachim. There's a famous answer because he was still alive, and Gezerah, only a Mesis, Nishgach Min Alev, but not someone who was high. But there might be a deeper answer as well. So the truth is, we have to know a couple of Chazals over here. When it says Vayikach Me Avne Hamakim, there's a medrash that says Yaakov took 12 sons with the thought that they all knew, the Avos knew with Ruach HaKodesh, that there has to be Yud Beit Shvatim in Klal Yisrael. There has to be 12 paths, but they have to be one Klal Yisrael. They have to be Ba'achdus. He says, Avram didn't produce them. Yitzhak didn't produce them, so I'm going to make a test. I'm going to take 12 stones. If they're Mis'achos, they become Achim or Achoyos, whatever the right dikduk is. That's going to be a simon from me. There's going to come out 12 shvatim, and they're all going to become an Am Echad, Gaya Echad Ba'aretz, and we'll be able to have a Klal Yisrael. If they're not Mis'achid, then it's not me, it's someone else. And that was the significance of the 12 stones becoming one stone. And he realized, that's talking my tafkin. I'm the one who's supposed to produce Yud Beit Shvatim. And I'm the one who's supposed to raise them in a way that they'll have 12 separate paths, but they're all going to be Be'achdus. So, when Yosef was lost, Chayrach Alasu, there's another medrash that says, why was he mindless Nachim? He said, Nifritzot Rishat Shvatim, the bris, the promise, the covenant of the Shvatim is broken apart. Nifritzot. How hard did I work to be Maimid Yud Beit Shvatim? All the Maishma HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Yud Beis, Yud Beis Mazalos, Yud Beis Shalos Bayayin, Yud Beis Shalos Balaylo, Yud Beis Avonim, and the Chayshan. And now that the whole thing is, the whole thing exploded, and it's Nifritz of Rishon Shvatim, and that's why it was Vayimoyin Lesnachim. Now the truth is, the Maral and others explain that When we say Hashem Echad, so as we know, the famous passage in Vizayis Avrach, Vahiv Yishur and Melech V'Sasif Rajayam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could only be our Melech B'His Asif when we're together. If we're not together, he's not Elokeinu, and therefore he can't be Echad for us. So when the Shvatim are together, then we could have a Klal Yisrael, we could have Hashras Hashchina amongst us, because when we're Echad, when we're Gai Echad Ba'aretz, it could be Hashem Echad. But when that's not the case, then we can't have the actors. Of course, Hashem is always Echad, but in relevance to us, we can't have that unless we ourselves are Ba'achdus. And therefore, they say a remes, some two different ways. Some say that the Aleph of Echad, the Aleph is Yaakov Avinu, the Ches is for the Bnei HaGevirois, the sons of Rachel and Leah, the eight sons. The Dal is for the Bnei HaShmachos, that equals Echad. When they're all together, then we could have Gai Echad Baruch, we could also have Hashem Echad. When we're not Ba'achdus, then we can't have that. Some say a little differently, that the Echad is for Levi in a way, is a separate shevet. The ches are for the ches bnei akvirus, including Ephraim and Menashe, and the dal are for the bnei shvachos. But that's the point. And therefore, when Yaakov finally met Yosef after all these years, and there was some type of achdus that was happening, bisvada Yosef alecha, when he made himself known to his brothers, he said, "Ani Yosef achichem." I'm Yosef, your brother. Whatever you felt about me, I always felt like your brother. I always felt like your brother. In fact, the first time they encountered Yosef in Mitzrayim, it says, "Vayakir Yosef es Echa v'heim lo hikiru." He recognized them; they didn't recognize him. But Rashi says a deeper meaning. He acted towards them as Achim. He recognized them with the status of Achim. They didn't recognize him as a brother, right? So, but Yosef always felt ba'achdus with them, and now when he's making himself known to them, they're coming back together in some form of achdus. Now, before Yaakov Avinu is nifter, and he's about to be Megala the Kates, and all of a sudden, Nistaka Mimenu Shechina. So he's thinking that probably we're not Ba'achdus. So they say, no, Shema Yisrael, which is our father Yaakov, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, we talk our Ba'achdus. And I think it's a Siach Yitzchak who explains that the whole reason the Shekhinah left him is because even though then they were ba'achdos pretty much, but later on in the dairis that are going to come, they're going to be split again, and therefore it was a remiss to that time that later on they're going to be split. Now, many, many years later, we again have B'nai Rachel, B'nai Leah. We have the first Melech was Shaul HaMelech from Binyamin. The second Melech was David HaMelech from Yehuda. The third Melech was Shlomo HaMelech from Yehuda. So when Shlomo HaMelech died, the Hamoyin Am came to him and said to his son, Rechavim, please. Your father was so strict with us, he taxed us greatly, and we're begging you to please lighten the burden for us. He says, oh, you think my father was strict? Wait till you have me as your king, and I'm really gonna show you what be machbid on you and make the all heavy on you. So they said, they said, Ma lanu l'ven why do we need to have to have a melech from Yehuda? We'll go and choose a different melech. And as the nevuah happened a short while earlier, that Achia Shiloini came to your Ravram from Shevet Ephraim and said that you're going to become the king. That nevuah was Miskayim at this time, and 10 of the Shvatim abandoned Rechavim, and they all went over to your Ravram's side. Now, the root of this, of course, was Mechiras Yosef, when there was a split between the brothers. But even later on, there was a Maisa with David HaMelech. He was Mekabel Al Shenhara and Mipi Vaishas from Shevet Ephraim. And the Baskol came out and said that the Melucha is going to be Nechlak. The Melucha is going to be divided because of this. If we think about it, The first parting of ways came by Yavi Yosef as Zibasam Ra. Yosef spoke Lashnar about them. They spoke Lashnar about him. As Yosef told them, Al Tirgizu Vaderech, don't get upset on the way. What would they be upset? Each one would blame the other one. You're the one who spoke Lashnar about Yosef. You caused us to hate him. So that's how the first Chalukah came about. And the second Chalukah, in the times of Rechavim and Yeravim, also came about through the Sinna and Machlaikas of Lashon Hara. Now the truth is that there is supposed to be, this is not really something you could say in a few minutes, but there is supposed to be a partnership between Malchus Yosef and Malchus Ben David. Many times we find it, Malchus Yosef is in Galus, or as others explain, Malchus Yosef is Sor Meira. That's why Yosef had to be the Melech Mitzrayim, Ervas Haaretz, to prepare the ground for Klal Yisrael to have a Kiyum in Mitzrayim through that whole Galus. And when they would get to Eretz Yisrael, eventually it could be Yehuda. Same thing we find with Milchemes Amalek, which is a Sur Meira, to be Leichem against the Ra. It's always from B'nai Rachel, it's always Shaul HaMelech, it's Mardchai V'Esther, and afterwards it could be back to Malchus Yehuda. Same thing we find when Klal Yisrael, I'm not referring to the Mishkan in the Midbar, when they got to Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years, there was a Mishkan in the Chelik of Yosef, and Shiloh, and other places. Only after Yosef prepares, and B'nai Rachel prepare the ground, then Yehuda could come and build a base of Mikdash in his territory. So it always... I'm sorry?
Yeshua, that's what Amalek
is. Excellent. Yeah, thanks for reminding me. Right, the first Mechavis Amalek was Yeshua from Shevet Ephraim as well. Thank you. So... it is supposed to work out in a beautiful way. First, there's Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yosef, then Malchus Yehuda. One prepares for the other one. You cannot have Malchus Yehuda without Malchus Yosef as the Yisoid. And it was even supposed to be like that when the Aseres HaShvatim went to Yeravam. But the sudden came, Rav Eliezer said, I was Mekatreg, and the whole thing became warped. instead of being both of them working in tandem, it turned out to be a machlokes between this side and in this side. And that's how it was mostly throughout history. However, there is a nevuah in Sefer Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel, take an eitz echa, take a block of wood, and write on it, Yehuda v'lemnei Yisrael chaver of Yehuda and his friends, and on another piece of wood, Liyosev eitz Ephraim v'chol beis Yisrael chaverov, and then put them together. Many farshim explain that he was supposed to stick them together, the two blocks of wood. Once he would do that, b'derech neis, they would stay as one piece of wood, and that's a nevuah. The Ba'achris Hayamim, v'asisi aysam l'gayachad, u'melech echa l'kulam, v'lo yiyah ayin l'shnei gayim, l'yachatsu ayin l'shnei mamlachis ayin, and then Minasati Mishkani Besaicham. So Las and Lavoi, when this tension gets resolved, and Malchus Beis Yosef works the right way, and Malchus Yehuda works with him in tandem, it's going to end up being Goyachad Ba'aretz. According to the Malbim, the Mar Yecheskel, I assume, is the Malbim, he explained that it's really supposed to work both ways. First, all the Yud Beis Shvatim are going to be Tachas Mashiach Ben Yosef, all of them, even Yehuda. And then after Malchus Beis Yosef destroys the enemies and gets rid of the Goyim and the Ashbois and the Sur Meira, then all of them together are going to be on Eitz Echad under Mashiach Ben David. And that is really how we were supposed to be working the whole time, if not for the fact that Machloikis caused them to misunderstand each other. And that is why, several times throughout history, there was a great chaluka between the two sides. And now I'm going to leave you off with something that's been bothering me for a very long time. Every person I tell it to is like, no, okay. But maybe over here there will be one person who will be masking to the Shilas. So what I don't understand is, in the beginning, it was B'nai Rachel, Keneged, B'nai Leia, two different sides. There's a lot of rage about that. Two different sides. Yosef and Binyamin, Keneged, everyone else. All of a sudden, a thousand years later, when it splits into two kingdoms again, Binyamin stays with Yehuda. That's a Ben Rachel who's going over to Yehuda's side. And the rest of the Shvatim are going, who were together with Yehuda, are going over to Yosef. I don't understand how this crisscross happened. How could it be? It says that Yaakov was meister of full mesechta to each David exactly what's going to happen to them from now to Achris Hayamim. How could it be that part of the plan was they should end up switching sides? I'd really appreciate if someone has any could enlighten me in this Indian. Okay, Shkai. Is this example? Example.